This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Oh, 6 in the evening with Lynn and Ayman. And before we move on to a full-on Budget 2020 hour, you can also talk to us if you want to talk about Budget 2020, specifically the more social aspects of the budget allocation for next year, which includes money for women, youths, B40 and people with disabilities.
Yeah, so there were some highlights from Budget 2020 that are related to these different segments of society. For example, 23 million ringgit has been allocated for OKU facilities in national schools, which means it's more inclusive. Children with disabilities are easier to go to school now. So, and there were also some allocations that will benefit women, such as 90 days maternity leave beginning 2021, and the Women at Work initiative, which wants to create 33,000 job opportunities for women who have stopped working for a year or more. And we'll be speaking with people working in these different fields on how they thought Budget 2020 addresses their concerns.
So first up, we're looking at how the budget addresses women's issues. On the line with us is Sumitra Viswanathan, Executive Director at the Women's Aid Organisation. Sumitra, thank you so much for joining us. So what are your thoughts on how well the budget addresses issues of concern to women today?
Yeah, so we're actually really pleased for what's come out in the budget. You know, normally we make a lot of representations and it's very much focused on what we feel are some of the key issues. Like, for instance, getting women back to work, childcare in the community, encouraging employers to make it easier for employers to get women back to work. And then also that whole issue of discrimination of certain classes of persons in employment, for instance, pregnant women and so forth. And we're really, really pleased, actually, to see especially the increase in maternity leave. That's being planned. And I feel that getting women back into work and making incentives available to employers is actually a very positive thing.
So over the weekend, there was quite a bit of discussion about the increase in maternity leave days from 60 days to 90 days, specifically after a comment made by entrepreneur Christy Ng, who said that doing so could deter employers from placing women in higher positions. What are your thoughts on the response to that so far?
Yeah, well, you know, for WAO, people who are, and women who are affiliated to WAO are certainly delighted. We really need to push out and to get communities and also, most importantly, government to recognize the importance of that time which the mom needs to spend with her child, including the time that the father needs to spend with the child. So we're not just happy about the increase in maternity leave, but we're also very much looking forward to at least 7 days paternity leave for dads. It's a positive development. And from what we've heard, it's been very, very welcomed.
So Sumitra, one of the notable initiatives is the Women at Work program. We've talked about this, where there is this wage incentive of 500 ringgit per month for up to 2 years, targeted at women aged 30 to 50 who are returning to work. And then we also have that corresponding hiring initiative of 300 per month for the employer's side. Do you see this going a long way in encouraging more women to return to the workforce?
Yeah. So, we all know that Malaysia has the lowest labour force participation for women. And the data that is available demonstrates that when women take time off from work, it's very hard for them to get back into the job market. There are so many challenges and hurdles stopping women from getting back. Of course, number one is the availability of affordable childcare. Then also it's that discrimination that they face, in trying to find employment, to seek employment. So the provisions that's in the budget 2020, I think, is excellent. It's about really putting across that very clear signal to employers that this is a priority issue for the government, this is a priority issue for our society, and so the government is basically making it possible and encouraging employers to give that opportunity to these very talented women to come back to work.
The government has also increased allocations for building taskas in government buildings from 10 million this year to 30 million in 2020. What is the reception for the taskas that have already been completed, and how well have things been working out so far?
Okay, so the taskas so far have been in government buildings. So from what we know, I mean, it's a positive development. But then again, and not wanting to pour any cold water on this at all, because certainly it's extremely positive what's being what is in Budget 2020. But the reality is, women families need childcare in the community, and so it makes sense for women, for parents, to bring the kid into work for the taska at the workplace. That makes perfect sense if they are able to transport the children easily. It needs to be in the community, because when it's in the community, then it addresses needs across the board, not just for government workers, not just for hospital workers, not just for teachers, but for everybody. We're very much hoping that moving forward, there will be an incremental and progressive move towards making affordable, standard space childcare in the community.
Sumitra, thank you so much for speaking with us today. That was Sumitra Viswanathan, Executive Director at WAO. After this, we'll be taking a look at what the budget has in store for the youth. If you would like to share your thoughts with us, you can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.